Greetings, nerds. Rather than inundate you with all the news from SDCC in one gargantuan show, we split it into two moderately sized, yet surprisingly filling chunks of audible pie for you to devour. Enjoy! They do star Sam Worthington, though, so you can hear an almost American accent.
You know, it's like they really went all out with that remake. They're like, you know, we need someone who can do bad accents.
Right.
You know?
But he can jump and he can run and he yells. Does he, yeah. Can he sweat? Oh, yeah, on cue, like, yeah. A motherfucker, he can sweat. Well, then,
oh, yeah, that's his thing. Our guy. That's his thing. Yeah.
He sweats on demand.
Children of the Atoms!
Welcome to the Children of the Atoms podcast with your hosts,
Matt, not a Twitter bot, Siemens.
Yeah, there's only one foot in the sand, and it's fucking Matthew McConaughey's, you know.
Can you dig it? Aaron DeLosa, timey-wimey motherfucker.
The Fly, personally, for me, stands out as a romance.
Can you dig it?
There was an animated short with Eggsy coming face-to-face with Archer. Did you get a chance to watch this?
Oh, yes. Yeah? Yes.
It just made me really want to see an animated series for Kingsman. I mean, it seems like it would work out fairly well.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Would you want it to be in the vein of Archer?
I mean, just based upon the little the 5-minute clip we saw. Like, in the 5-minute clip, Archer was only in it for the last two. So the first 3 minutes are just Eggsy doing, like, Kingsman-style shit. But it's with the Archer animation. Dude, it was perfect. I loved it. It really kind of gave me hope for the Deadpool cartoon that's going to be coming.
Now, so doesn't that go to show how good the Archer stuff is?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. One of my favorite shows.
Yeah. You can almost, like, you know, like they did the Vice City, you know, the Miami Vice season.
Yeah.
You know, they can pretty much do anything with that, those group of characters.
Yeah, yeah.
And win,
it all works.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single bit of it works. There was also a little bit of Rocko's Modern Life and Hey Arnold are both coming back. Did you see the little teaser trailers they did for those?
I didn't see those, but I was like, really? Rocko's coming back?
It was great. It's him and Heifer. Oh, what was the turtle's name? Son of a bitch. I don't recall. But they're all tooling together around town again. And, you know, there's Starbucks everywhere. And, you know, they're talking about how they can't believe how comic books are cool. And it's just cell phones. And, if there was ever a show that could be made today exactly the same way it was back in the 90s, it's fucking Rocko's Modern Life, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of those early... early like late night looking Nickelodeon stuff,
yeah,
you know, all that weird shit, would fit like just perfect nowadays.
Yeah,
you know.
Speaking of weird, what was the MTV cartoon series where they had like the Max and those other weird cartoons? Do you remember the name of it?
Oh,
did you ever watch that
with like the state and all that?
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it was like right on the same time block, but it was they had some really...
Syphil and Ollie.
Yes.
And,
oh, my God.
I'm drawing a blank.
Liquid TV?
Oh!
Was that it?
It's got to be that. It's
Liquid Anime? No, shit.
That sounds so familiar. It's got to be Liquid TV.
I could be making that up. I don't know.
Well, you know.
Right. And then the head. But right. I remember, like, the head. They had this... it was this cartoon. This guy, he had a 4-foot-tall... dome piece, like his head was just, it was massive. It was like a cone head, but it was huge. But the thing of it was, like, there was a full size alien just living inside, and he would just come popping out of this dude's head to do, like, you know, some superhero alien stuff. Like, I oh, god damn it, what was the name of that show?
Yeah, they definitely need to do like a renaissance. You know, I don't know, maybe they do. It's just like MTV is so out of my it's just pushed so far to the edges of my universe at this point. Because it, like, just totally sucked balls for, like, a good 20 years.
Right. MTV's Oddities. That was the name of the little bullshit show. Where am I getting Liquid from? God, my memory sucks.
Liquid TV. It sounds so familiar.
I don't want to Google it, though. You know what kind of
maybe
gross
G4.
Shit's
going to
pop up maybe if you like... fucking Google Liquid and TV together
no,
these days?
No. It can't be that bad.
Oh, no, it was a cartoon.
That's BBC.
Mark's
yeah,
Mother's
it was an animation showcase.
Aeon Flux.
On TV.
That's why it stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You were right.
All right.
You were right.
definitely still in the same weird animation house. Oh, no, they did do the head. Look at that motherfucker. Ah. I got steel trapped for dumb shit, but I can't remember math.
Yeah, math. Oh, God. Jeez.
Well, I can tell you who made some shitty cartoons in the 90s. And I only say shitty because, you know, obviously I love them. So I don't know why I called them shitty. That's just being unfair.
Well, I would... Yeah. They were pretty bad.
They were.
As far as, like, most of that stuff was pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, it's like looking back on, like, the American Pie movies. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, terrible. They were just lumps of shit. But back then, it was like, well, this is okay. But now, you imagine going to someone's house now, and it's like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just watching American Pie. What would your reaction to that be?
Like, you chose to watch that? Yeah. I don't think so.
Is it on TBS? Like, does it get better with some PG added scenes? I don't know.
Yeah, it can't be any better. It's got to be way worse. Yeah,
got to be. Hands down.
And now, and if you took the time to, like, put the Blu-ray in, and if you own the Blu-ray, I mean, come on.
How much do you think that Blu-ray costs today?
99 cents, Walmart.
You really think it's that cheap?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be one of those. It's got to be one of those bins. You know, like the bins where they have all the just the random, like, D movies.
Oh, right.
They're not even B movies. So, they're fucking...
Do you think they're selling it at, like, maybe truck stops with, like, yeah, a portable Blu-ray player for, like, you get the whole kit caboodle for, like, $50? Yeah. Hey, you get American Pie. You know, don't remember this thing.
Yeah, what they did is they printed out, like, way too many of them.
Way too many, I'm
sure. You know, back when Blu-ray was first coming out, and then there's,
you can,
like,
get all four movies on Blu-ray in a four-pack. For $13, so yeah, I think.
Whoa, that's still too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you gotta pay for the cardboard, I guess.
It's true. Now do they have like deleted scenes and bonus content?
It just said unrated, and then I didn't care to click on it any further. Clear my search history just based upon that alone, too.
Do you remember that, like, there was, like, right around when DVDs were really popular and Blu-rays were first coming out, that they always did the unrated version?
Oh, yeah.
That always contained, like, maybe 10 seconds of something.
Oh, you're talking to one of the main offenders who always got suckered in for the fucking unrated version.
Yeah, you bought the regular one and the unrated?
No.
Or the unrated? No, you just went for the unrated
one.
Yeah,
I'd go right for the unrated.
Yeah, even though it has, like, almost no content extra and beyond.
It would cost $5 more, yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There wasn't shit more on it.
Yeah.
No, the difference between Van Wilder and Van Wilder unrated is? Because I fucking don't. I've watched them back to back. I can't tell one fucking difference in the movie.
There's more dog balls.
Yeah, maybe they're bigger. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. If anyone out there knows the difference between the two versions of Van Wilder, please let us know. I'm really curious. There's some Van Wilder fans out there.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch the official trailer for Star Trek Discovery?
I did not.
Oh, man. Actually. You're missing out. I know from the first look trailer, people were kind of complaining that it looked a little boring. So the official trailer is fucking nothing but action.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for an explanation as to why the Klingons in this look so not like anything we've seen before from like the Prime timeline or even from the Kelvin timeline. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why do they look? I mean,
why do they look so different? Yeah, I have no clue. Yeah. And it's only 10 years before the original series.
No, but I mean, like, it's probably cheaper to do them the way they're doing them. You know?
I don't know,
like,
but I mean, you know, how cheap could it be to slap on the makeup that Christopher Lloyd wore? You know what I mean? Like, they still gotta have that shit laying around somewhere. Somebody's got a mold of that. You could rerun and slap it on somebody. But I mean, yeah, they look really different. So it might be like an ancient race of Klingons or something like that. But a bit of intrigue to the plot is that Michael Burnham, who Sonequa Martin-Green is playing, she is Spock's adopted sister in this.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah, and given that this follows the Prime timeline, that means it's in the same timeline as the original series and the original movies, the Shatner versions. The Kelvin timeline, for those unaware, is the JJ-verse stuff, essentially. So she is actually Spock Leonard Nimoy's adopted sister being raised by Sarek on Vulcan with her real mother. So, I mean, given that this show takes place only 10 years before the original series, she had to have grown up with Spock at some point.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
hands
down. Depends on where they're going with it, right? I mean, if it's 10 years before, mm-hmm. So they do 10 years, right? So yeah. That gives them 10 seasons, right?
Yep.
Of content yeah. they can do before they can...
So say Spock was like, what, 25 when he joined Starfleet. So he'd have been 15 at the events of this show. So maybe a couple years before then, yeah, she had to have grown up with Spock.
Well, okay, so when did they adopt her?
Exactly. Who knows?
I don't know. Who knows? Obviously, they're trying to... It would seem weird that they would screw up anything Trek related as far as timeline goes. Because I mean,
Well,
I don't want to say that people are
passionate,
really defended. Passionate is the word for Star Trek stuff. Yeah. And having to get it right.
Oh yeah, absolutely. A lot of diehard Trek people are already like they're fucking up in arms, man, about how it looks so much like the JJ verse stuff. But I mean, you know. They didn't have this fucking technology, you know, back when Shatner was trying to be squeezed into a
what they really should do is they should really just do a throwback of the original
with the actual old sets and all that stuff.
Terrible looking freaking monsters.
Put it on hydraulics so you can just shake it like from time to time.
Yeah. You know, I think it's BBC America that they play the old Star Trek all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like strangely hypnotic. Right. It's really weird to watch. It's because it's so like relaxing. Oh,
shit. Yeah,
it's weird.
Is it something you can you put on like if you want a nap or just ignore?
Oh my god!
Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, totally. But you can still you could still get interested in it.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like mesmerizing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really weird.
It's hypnotic.
They always have to. Yeah, it's hypnotic. They always have this weird, like, the noise in the background, you know, the little... And the colors are all, like, kind of mute, but I don't know, it's weird. Yeah. It's just hard to explain.
I think that's a big complaint. I always feel like I want to nap. From, like, the... Yeah, I don't blame... Maybe it's Shatner, too. Something about his voice just puts you to sleep. It's lulls the halting right way he talks. Just, it's just so arresting. I just want to go down. But that's part of the complaint is that from... Everything you've seen from Discovery looks just like the JJ stuff. I mean, it does hands down without a doubt, but it looks fucking great. And the fact that, you know, they're connecting Sinequa's character to Spock like this, I mean, the dynamics it's setting up. Like, she's a human person who grew up on Vulcan being raised by Sarek. I mean, dude, that is amazing. Like, how do they feel about each other? Like, how do her and Spock feel about each other? How does she feel about her mother? It's like, fuck, man. There's so many ways this could go, and the caliber of actors they have in this show... I'm fucking pumped, man. I didn't give a shit about like the original series. I mean, you know, I like the movies and all that stuff like everybody else. You know, but and all the JJ verse stuff is fine. You know, it's entertaining. I really dig it. You know, I can appreciate both. I'm not really up in arms like some other people about you know about them
it's
crossing
course.
Into one another. Yeah, you know, it's fine. Connect to the original series as long as it works. You know, and Kurtzman at Comic-Con assured that they're very aware of the canon. And they're going to stay consistent with it as far as, like, you know, her being related to Spock and everything. So, you know, fuck, man. Settle down, people. Let's give it a chance. I mean, it looks dope as shit. It really does.
Yeah, burn it down after if it sucks.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Let's wait
until October to give it a few episodes before we fully judge this motherfucker. Because, dude, it could be fucking badass. It really could be.
Yeah. I mean, if it has the look... of the J.J. Abrams, but with the actual, you know, the writing or the style of the original series, that's pretty good combination right there.
Yeah.
I have to admit, you know, I mean, I really love the way Abrams looks of his movies or his TV shows.
He knows what he's doing, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then if you combine it with smart writing, come on, give it a shot.
Yeah, and a great cast. I mean, the actors themselves, they're all fucking great, so.
Hell yeah.
It's gonna be pretty bomb. Speaking of great, this next trailer was a little bit thrilling, as it were, the trailer for Stranger Things Season 2, with Michael Jackson's Thriller kind of sort of playing in the background, mainly Vincent Price, just, you know, doing what he did best, rest in peace, being super creepy. I think the scariest part of the trailer might have been the Reagan sign in that person's yard. but dude, man, shit. I can't wait. Yeah. Stranger Things, like the first season for me, you know, most like everybody, you know, regardless of what they say now, everybody slept in the show when it first came out. Nobody knew what the hell to expect. And then you sat down and watched it and you blasted through every episode in like a day because it's bingeable. Isn't even a proper way to describe it. Like it sucks you in, dude. It's like the blob. You just become a part of it, you know, before you realize what's going on. Oh, it's so good. And the trailer, oh, the second season looks like it's fucking amazing. Like, if Will, who knows what the fuck's going on with him? Oh.
Yeah, you so know, many I questions. Really wish they had trailer awards.
Right.
You know, like, seriously, some of these trailers are just freaking phenomenal.
Who cut this trailer? Like, do you think, does like, Netflix farm this out also, or do you think they have in-house?
I guess. I don't know. But it's so good. It, like, draws you in. It's got just all kinds of nostalgia, but it shows the characters and, like, what's happening in the new one, but not really showing you what's happening, yeah, you know?
The boys are just carrying on with life. They're playing Dragon's Lair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, God, yeah. When I was like, oh, my God. The amount of times I died in that game.
Oh, my God,
crazy.
I know. Motherfucker. So many quarters,
it's
man.
It's the worst game
wasted.
Ever.
Yeah. Fucking wasted.
But that trailer looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
It makes me really excited. I mean, I was already
And the Mega Demogorgon. Like, what the fuck is that thing?
Yeah, seriously.
This guy's all red. It's like Crisis on Infinite Earths. Looks so dope.
Yeah.
And Eleven awesome. Just punching through, like, the weird, like, you know, goo wall to pop back into our existence. Man.
Oh, yeah. God.
There's so much intrigue. So much intrigue.
And now, so are they staying with the same amount of episodes they did last time? Or are they making more, or what?
I don't know. That's a fuck of a good question, Manny. I know that a lot of people are expecting that, like, the big thing about the Duffer Brothers is people are freaking out about how great Stranger Things is, and so they're getting a lot of offers to go out and do movies. But these guys, they basically turned down everything, saying that they would rather just keep making Stranger Things. Like, this is it for them, yeah. It's pretty rare, I think.
I thought they had, like, they said, oh, we've got this planned out for, like, 3 or 4 seasons, I guess, or something like
that. I think they have an initial 3 or 4 seasons planned out, but I think at any time, you know, they could definitely turn it into a long-running property. Season 2 will be have an additional episode. It'll be 9 episodes.
Nice.
All available on October 27th, so they bumped it up a couple days early, the release.
I think that's really good, the 8 to 10 range, yeah. For a lot of these Netflix things is really the right amount.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I think, and with, like, Defenders coming up, supposedly that's only 8, which is
it
good,
is. Yeah.
Right? So hopefully they scale it back a little bit, because, you know, they seem to always get a little bit long. But like you said, Stranger Things, you could just binge it, and it was really good start to finish. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't really a lull or, you know, anything like that.
No lull, no bad episodes. Like, there was no fucking around in that season whatsoever.
Yeah.
No fluff. They got right to it. So I expect season 2 to be, you know, more of the same.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
As far as Netflix original shows go, not counting Marvel, do you think Stranger Things is their best? Like, is it better than House of Cards?
I think so.
Yeah.
I
gotta agree. Yeah.
You know, it's more of what I'm used to. It's more directed at me anyway.
Right.
So, like, you know, I'm bound to like that more.
Are you caught?
There is a lot of good Netflix content.
Are you all caught up on House of Cards?
No.
No, have you watched? You haven't watched any in the new season?
No.
Oh, wow.
I got so much to do.
Is it?
So much to catch up on.
Okay, so you're all caught up to the show up until this latest season for House of Cards?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay. Good. So no real, you know, you kind of have an idea what to expect, basically, with this latest season coming up.
Well, yeah, and I'm
you read spoilers.
I have, no, I actually haven't.
Oh. You haven't read spoilers?
Not for that, no.
I really find that surprising, man. You read spoilers for everything. Why not this one?
I just haven't gotten around to it. There's been, like, okay, so a lot of the Netflix stuff, I have, ever since I got Hulu,
yeah,
I have been on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
Like, I did Handmaid's Tale. What was the other one?
That's a heavy show to binge, man.
Oh, my God. Well, we didn't binge it, though.
That's the right
idea.
And
then I went to Stars and did American Gods. And then, like, once I was on Stars,
yeah.
And I tried to catch up on, like, Outlander and, like, all this. Like,
and now, like, Game of Thrones has started again.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, I feel like my cues are growing, like, at a rate that I can't keep up with.
Well, you just had to dedicate yourself, Matt. You got to train.
Yeah, I need a montage.
You
got to
want it. You got to want it really bad.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's just a massive amount. And I'll go to Netflix, but I won't watch anything. I'll just be looking for stuff to add to my queue.
Right.
Like some sort of sadist.
Right, yeah.
You know, like...
I go, documentary on pyramids. Of course I want to watch that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, all right, let's add this, right. Let's add this. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. Then I go through my watch list, and I'm like, holy crap, there's like 300 things in here.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, my queues do keep getting bigger. Like, usually, like, the summertime... It used to be the time where you could catch up on shows, but now with just they release original content all the time now, so there's really there's no fucking low period to get caught up. So you gotta watch TV all the time. And now that they have there's grocery delivery, so you don't have to go to the store anymore. You can just wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
If they could just deliver outside to inside, then I think.
Oh yeah. Stack your shelves for you and put it in the fridge.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, if they could deliver the outdoors. To my house, like a little bit of the beach, you know what I mean? Just like a little sliver or something, yeah. Like just to, you know, then I'd be good. You never have to leave the house again.
You need what you need is like an atrium or a, you know, like a terrarium,
like that Doctor Strange like that. World switching windows he has,
or you could like you know open up the sunroof and just open it up and get some sunlight.
Oh yeah, and have like some sand. Like it could be like a fake beach. You could paint like some water on the walls and shit.
Hell yeah.
You pipe in some nice white noise, waves. Well, you're talking a personal beach right there.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea. I think, though, there'd be a lot of weird shit going on in the water. I would probably ask my wife to paint, like, you know, there'd be a Jaws shark attack. You know what I mean? And then, like, a Kraken. Like, it would just... to really make it my own beach, I would need that sort of thing, I think.
Yeah, definitely sharks.
Yeah. Well, Kraken, too. I mean, but I'm talking like, you know, Harry Hamlin Kraken. Like the old Claymash one, you know what I mean?
Yeah. With the,
you could partially sculpt like the beaker, it, the arms coming out of the wall. Yeah, yeah. Like the owl, too. Yeah. What's the name? Bubo. You put him on your arm, though. Shit was dope. They had so many Americans in there trying to do English accents, and so many of them just failing. But, man, what a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely did fail at that.
Yeah. Harry Hamlin, though. But God, how handsome is that guy? Jesus Christ.
The animation was so awesome.
Oh, so great. At the time. So great.
Medusa and all that.
Yeah. Pegasus,
she scared
too.
Scared the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah. Scary. Scary is the fucking proper way to put that. And then who is the half-goat guy? Fuck, what was his name? God damn it.
Oh, the freaking evil dude?
Yeah. He got his hand cut off, and then, like, the scorpions with the blood from the Medusa's head and all that shit.
Yeah, it's too bad they
we're really describing
that movie
this movie as people who have only seen it in like 30-second chunks, but at random. There's no flow or continuity to this description whatsoever. If you haven't seen the movie, please go watch Clash of the Titans. It's phenomenal.
Not the new one.
No. Well,
not the new one.
I mean, you can skip them. They do star Sam Worthington though, so you can hear an almost American accent.
You know, it's like they really went all out with that remake. They're like, you know, we need someone who can do bad accents,
right?
You know,
but he can jump and he can run and he yells. Does he? Yeah. Can he sweat? Oh yeah, on cue like a motherfucker. He can sweat. Well then,
oh yeah, that's his thing. That's his thing. Yeah,
sweats on demand.
Oh God.
Belushi used to do that too. He used to sweat on demand. Jim Belushi. Let me clarify that. Oh man, so Comic-Con was basically nothing but trailers, and motherfucker, one of these years, man, I gotta go. Just the FOMO, thank you Google, I was feeling over like all the pictures and like all the footage and the clips you're seeing of people there, and not even just the panels, just the walking around, being in an honest to God fucking con that's not, you know, based in Motor City that sucks shit. I mean, all the vendors, all the actual stars that are there, the cosplayers, they look like they're fresh from fucking movies. Just the environment itself just has to be one of the most kind of just like alive feeling like auras of a crowd of all time. I mean, because it's just thousands of like-minded nerds just rushing around, just bumping into each other and comparing nerd shit. It's just, I gotta go one of these days.
I almost feel like you don't even need tickets to this damn thing. You could just go and hang out
like on the corner
or around it,
yeah,
And but then you could also do like the bar scene afterward. I bet it's freaking hilarious and awesome.
Yeah, and yeah. A lot of these places too, like Nerdist, they have an all day festival that's outside of it. Nerd HQ, they do panels outside of Comic Con and all that. So there are a bunch of other things to do. But you're gonna need to book a hotel room like fucking yesterday to get that motherfucker for con next year.
Yeah.
Maybe we could buy an RV and just find an RV park and just, you know, get that. There was a guy, I saw him on Instagram, he had one of those bike, not rickshaws, whatever the fuck they're called, trolleys or whatever. Where you bike people on, but he made it the Iron Throne.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And he would just...
Well, if we're going to have an RV, we have to be, you know, Breaking Bad.
Well, obviously.
At that point. Yeah.
I mean, but then we just got to walk around in underwear and, like, you know, gas mask the whole time. But I'm fine with that.
I'm surprised that cosplay hasn't been done, where it's just Walter White undies.
You know,
with,
I mean,
his shirt.
Not to point out the obvious here, Matt, but you already do have the head for it.
Ah, that's true. And I was already Walter White for one Halloween.
I'd be willing to trim down a bit. It's Jesse Pink Beard instead of Pink Men. So I think that's a tailor made cosplay right there, buddy.
Yeah. All you have to do is wear baggy clothes and say bitch all the time.
Check done.
Yep.
It's like I was made to do it.
Yeah. I think that's an idea right there.
Yeah, we got a whole shot, motherfucker, for the eventuality. Fucking totally. Okay, so one trailer I know for sure that you fucking watched, The Walking Dead Season 8 trailer. It doesn't look like they're fucking around too much this season.
Well, I hope not.
If I had to put it mildly, because within the first 30 seconds of the trailer, Negan is talking to Gabriel, telling me he hopes he's wearing his shitting pants. So, yeah, I think it's going to get pretty fucked up, man.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they do, because, you know, like last year we were like, well, the second half they're going to do the war.
Right.
And then they're just like, nope.
Right.
You know? They're like... So
no, we're not. This season, not yet.
Wait, we're gonna say this. Yeah, it's gonna be the whole season's gonna be the war.
Yeah,
at least that's what I hope for.
It's gotta be. Please. The whole season has to be the war.
I don't know.
Well,
man.
Damn it.
You know the way they are. Like,
yeah. Well, and then like
notoriously cheap.
And then the last shot of the fucking trailer too. It's like, well, maybe they're not gonna do the war for the whole season.
Right.
Or maybe like, that's just the last scene. Why don't you explain that how that trailer ended here for those at home who may not have seen it.
With Rick being
Old Man Rick.
Oh my God! So, but so Old Man Rick is, you know, like he's waking up, but he's like really old,
super old,
super.
Or maybe it's like when you become president, you just get grayer than fuck in like 6 months.
Maybe, but like okay, so in the comics, right? Yeah. There's a huge time lapse.
Yeah, there's a big time jump. It's a few years, isn't it?
This is what worries me, is that the fact that they're going to do the war like in the first half of the season, and then they're going to have a massive effing time jump.
And that'll be where the second half of the season picks up?
I don't know. Like, fuck. You know, it's like, it seems like their M.O. That would be their M.O. Although, let me correct
the
that.
War should their be MO the entire to, season, though. It should be the
their
entire
MO
season.
Their MO is to go slow.
Yeah.
It seems like it, to go slow.
They do
which
enjoy that.
So the war should be the whole season, right?
Right.
That would work out best
to
do that. And then at the end of the season, have the time jump.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Or like you said, that's the last thing you see.
Right.
Is he's waking up and he's old.
Yeah, that should be the last shot.
But it also could be like another thing where they... Where they teased like the whole dinner with the family.
With Glenn and Maggie.
With
and
Glenn
all that. Yeah.
And Maggie, yeah. Where they had that whole tease,
right.
But that was nothing. That was just a dream,
right?
You know.
It's well, like, so oh, is it gonna be Rick dreaming? So are we in for an episode of like Tony Soprano fucking stuck in a dream?
Oh God!
I don't know.
No, I
doubt a lot of you out there have seen the Sopranos that as many times through as I have, and I'm sure Maddie's been around the horn once or twice. There's a point in season 5, I think, or 4, Tony has almost the entire episode. He gets shot in his stomach by his Uncle Junior. Spoiler, sorry. And then he goes into a coma, and he starts having all these coma dreams, and they're so out of context and out of place with any fucking thing we had ever seen before in this show it almost felt like an insult. Like to sit there and watch this, because you're like, I spent an hour of my time watching this shit and nothing changed at all on the show. It was just really fucking artsy and weird. And I get sometimes like things like that are needed, but to do something like that to tease like an old man Rick, where he's just having like a dream of maybe he wakes up and he's old and, you know, Carl's like 30 and Judith finally aged. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, she's 2 now.
Yeah, she's 2. Yeah, getting ready to celebrate her birthday.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, why? Shit. But why even tease that? Because the people who are even aware of the comics were people who just can fucking Google, like, you know, Rick, old man Rick. Like, they're going to know what's coming. So, god damn it.
Yeah, it seems to me that they'll do a half season.
Oh, I hope not.
And then a time jump.
Damn it. Oh.
I don't know.
I hope not, man.
I just feel like they're notoriously cheap. And... you know, like, and they want to do this,
right?
And then they'll have Negan in a cell. Oh, spoilers! Oh
man, damn it! See,
and then have like what is it? The Whisperers?
Yeah, which they've already fucking teased,
right? Yeah, but it'll just be like maybe they were building up even more of a following and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
well, I guess we'll know in the season premiere if they tease a Whisperer. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if they tease a Whisperer in the season premiere of season 8, then the war is definitely not going to last all season.
No, yeah, no,
like,
way.
No fucking way.
Yeah. I think the problem is everyone complained, everybody, and I'm saying everybody complained about the farm.
Yeah, fucking.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, they spent a season on the farm, right? Mm-hmm. And so now they're like, well, we can't possibly spend another season on the farm.
Right.
And it's like, we can't possibly keep a storyline for it. Although last season dragged its ass.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that one. Oh man.
Well, maybe they had to drag it out in order to be able to make the war like a whole season.
No, well,
I don't know.
They dragged it out because they wanted to build up Negan.
Yeah.
Right. They wanted to build it.
They should have just had him torture more of his people, or you know what I mean. There's a lot of, I don't know. There's different ways they could have done it to build up the suspense of him. You know what I mean?
More horrible.
Yeah.
It's funny because I think they established how horrible he was in the first effing episode.
They did.
You know, yeah. Like, I thought they nailed that perfect. He was giving me anxiety.
It was the whole suspense buildup, too, where everywhere they fucking went, it's like, well, they are fucked. Like, they can't go anywhere. Yeah. They're absolutely screwed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But then, like, then there was just the performance artists that he met in the junkyard, and then, like, fucking... Oh my god!
I wonder how long it took them to devolve, like, into Mad Max.
Well, okay, like, so this like has collectively only been, like, as 2 years. A group,
they're just like, you know what? Fuck it, we're done with we done language. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, seriously, 2 years and you forget your language.
That's it.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I haven't done algebra in 2 years, but I'm pretty sure I can scrape through a basic fucking prop.
Right.
Well, maybe I couldn't. Someone else.
They did choreograph nice little entrances, though. They were really good at that.
Well, I mean, if you have all day to practice, it's like a real life. It's like a real life Groundhog Day. You know how good you'd be at throwing cards in a hat. Like, you know what I mean? If you just had all day to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Walking Dead's kind of like Groundhog Day, but with zombies.
Yeah. They're never fixing the problem.
No. You think Rick is ever going to lose his hand too? Sorry, spoilers, everybody.
No, because they're cheap. They don't want to have to freaking green screen that shit the whole time.
Literally just put a green glove on them, right? And then they could just, you know.
Well, you could do that, or you could do like Jamie Lannister, where you get like the gold hand.
Oh, right.
You know.
Would they make Rick a new hand? Would they go that route?
They would just like carve him a hand.
They could carve the hand out of Negan's bat, and then that way he gets Lucille.
Yeah. Although if I had lost an arm or a hand, I'd make something like Furiosa, where I have this big giant freaking claw type thing.
Right.
You know, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be a little more intimidating.
Yeah, that's a really good thought. Yeah, I think the gold hand, like the Lannister way, that'd be cumbersome as shit, because like, that's got to be heavy, right?
Yeah.
Because every time he smacks somebody, they go flying like 40 feet. So this dude's arm has just got to be jacked as fuck by now from lifting up this, you know, this 40-pound number every time he goes to wipe his ass. I mean, it's got to be, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just like one jacked arm.
Yeah. He looks like those old ladies in the casino that have been there, like, smoking Virginia Slim 100s for, like, 40 years, and just, they're just, they're the slot jockeys just banging it out. Like Schwarzenegger in Venice, just getting that pump on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we get into the big two, I want to touch briefly on a couple of news bits that aren't exactly related to Comic-Con, but they're definitely pertinent to us. We got a brand new Doctor Who announcement, finally.
Yes.
And the internet kind of, you know, it erupted the way most people pretty much expected. Jodie Whittaker has been announced as the 13th Doctor in Doctor Who. I'm almost positive we're going to see her first time at Christmas. Like, you know what I mean? She'll pop up at the very end as Capaldi regenerates into her. We touched on this a bit on the site. Fantastic actress. I mean, Attack the Block, she was fucking great in. Broadchurch, just drama she can do. She can do intensity. She's already done sci-fi, like I said, with Attack the Block and Black Mirror. Super talented actress. And, you know, it's probably fucking about time for a female doctor. They've been teasing a female doctor with the possibility of it for, what, at least 5 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, throughout throughout the series, like, multiple times in the past 5 years.
Yeah. I think it just opens up a lot more just different.
Yeah.
You know, different writing.
Show's been on for 50 years, storylines. It's time to shake shit up. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can only do so many weird alien episodes.
Yeah.
With, you know, and have the doctor have a female companion.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Now, are they going to have a male companion?
I don't know. Some rumors popped up about Chris Chibnall. He's the new showrunner. Who's the ginger guy they were talking about? Chris Marshall. He was rumored to be the 13th Doctor, but it looks like the rumors are now shifted him being the first companion, to Jodie Whittaker. But they're bringing Bill back. Like, in the trailer they showed for the Christmas episode, like the little snippets we saw, Bill, Pearl Mackie, she's coming back for the Christmas episode. With the two doctors, yeah. So, I mean, it's fucking great. I mean, I hope they keep her around. Like, let her come back with a doctor for a season. I mean, she was fantastic this season. Pearl Mackie was a fucking highlight in an entire season full of highlights. Like, this past season of Doctor Who, where we're saying goodbye to both Stephen Moffat and Peter Capaldi, is probably some of the strongest work they've done yet. And it's a shame that they waited until arguably Capaldi's last year to give him something to do. Like, they really kind of wasted him, like, for the majority of his run. And this past year alone, the fucking stories have been compelling. There was no bullshit golden arrows. I mean, top to bottom, fucking probably one of the best seasons, arguably, they've done since the reboot. You know, not the reboot, but, like, the reawakening. Where it started with Eccleston. So, I mean, goddamn, it's been great. And, you know, Chibnall being more than familiar with Jodie coming over from Broadchurch. I mean, that's a great dynamic they got coming in. You're like, I'm sure a lot of the writers can just stick around. You can expect Neil Gaiman to come back and write a guest episode here or there. I'm sure a lot of other directors will be back. Mark Gatiss will probably pop up again from time to time. So, I mean, goddamn, it's exciting, man. You know, she's not the female doctor I was hoping for. Have you seen Fleabag on Prime?
No.
Okay. The star of that, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, she has been long rumored to be the doctor. Like, Jodie Whittaker was really only a surprise to me because her name, she hadn't been mentioned at all before this. Like, she popped up, an article of her being connected to the role popped up maybe like an hour before the end of the men's Wimbledon final. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it popped up like day of that she was in the running. Her name hadn't been previously associated with it. It was always Phoebe Waller-Bridge. So that part was only the really... kind of surprising part, but goddamn, it's exciting, man. You know?
Yeah. You know, but maybe it's good that Peter Capaldi's going out on a high note.
Yeah.
And not, like, sticking around too long to where it's, all right, let's change it, you know?
They're giving him a good send-off, too, by bringing back, well, kind of bringing back, like, the first Doctor, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And so who's the showrunner now after Moffat leaves?
Chris Chibnall. He was the showrunner Chris on Chibnall? Broadchurch. Like, that's the show Jodie Whittaker was on.
Right.
All right. And David Tennant, too. So, I mean, you know, the long-rumored return of David Tennant maybe popped back up. I mean, you know, they do multiple Doctor episodes here or there. So, I mean, you know, the possibility, I think, might increase somewhat. that maybe David Tennant could pop up for like a special episode here or there, where they bring back another Doctor or things like that.
Yeah, so. They might bring back maybe a couple extra Doctors just because they feel like they need
just in case
that
maybe
old familiarity. Yeah, just in case, and that old familiarity, just in case some
just to maybe help give Jodie Whittaker's Doctor like some credibility at least a little bit.
Well, okay. I wouldn't say credibility.
Well, no, that's not coming from me. That's coming from you know what I mean?
Yeah, you mean neckbeards?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I'm fine if it's just her. I don't give a fuck. Like that's
no, yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but yeah, I could see how they would be like, oh, you know, let's have this in there,
right,
you know, for ratings help. If there's an issue, like if these dinks aren't freaking watching it just because she's a woman, you know,
I still think
so
David Tennant
stupid comes
back to play the Doctor himself. Before not too long.
Oh, well, you know, like he's super popular.
If any Doctor will come back, it's gonna be him. Like I bet you, probably within the next 15 years, he will be Doctor Who again.
How would they explain that? Like he can, like he just
they
would they
they explained it in
go
the
back
in the Day of the Doctor, the special they had with him and Matt Smith when they had. Pardon me, motherfucker. When they had Tom Baker as the curator in the museum.
Oh yeah.
When he said like you revisit like some of the old favorite faces. I mean, Tennant is the one guy that they could tap, or I mean, Matt Smith. You know, he's probably still adorable, but maybe Tennant. You know, is just the one I'd like to see first. But yeah, it's very possible either one of those two comes back eventually. But
60th anniversary.
I really hope the first companion for Jodie Whittaker is Bill.
Yeah,
I really do. I loved Bill. I fucking loved Bill. She was the first companion in a long time, like probably since Donna Noble, played by Catherine Tate. Like in my opinion, who was more like one of us? She was more an observer, like more like an audience member, basically, like watching the Doctor, like interacting, like in his adventures instead of being in love with him. Like every other fucking companion has been since Rose. You know, they all love the Doctor, but a handful of them have just been like, okay, like they're just hanging out with this fucking weird guy bouncing around time and space. So it was nice for them to get to a return to that. And Pearl Mackey, I mean, dude, every time she had to do something dramatic where she broke down in tears, you fucking believed it. Because goddamn, dude, she got heavy so many times throughout this show.
So she do you think great. They'd use her as the bridge?
Yeah, I fucking hope
like
so.
Like just the if she's super popular,
yeah,
to use her as the bridge.
Yeah.
To the new one,
mm-hmm,
and then like mingle in some of the old Doctors. They always do the special.
Standard operating procedure for Doctor Who to keep on a companion in order to buy out, like to swap Doctors. So it makes complete sense. Like I know, like with Stephen Moffat leaving, the thought from the BBC or whoever made the decision was that start fresh, new showrunner, new companion, new Doctor, new everybody. But because of how great Pearl Mackey has been, Bill's popularity proved to be way too much, like way more than what they anticipated. So I think that's why they're bringing her back, definitely for the Christmas special. But fuck, I hope they bring her back for the full run, full season. I think that'd be pretty fucking great. But then again, I mean, that could introduce an interesting dynamic because people, who watch the show know that, Bill's gay. So, there's a bit of the romance angle they could play on that one too and, really make the internet fucking melt.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, because it's
for the
that
like
melt.
You said, the neckbeards would just be fucking.
But it'd be neckbeards, but also then like okay, so the first female Doctor is also gonna be have a lesbian, like.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like it's so super cliche.
Well, maybe it's
but that's
maybe
the
it's unrequited because the Doctor's never really like arguably other than Rose, he's only ever loved.
They're asexual essentially.
Yeah.
Like right. Like, you're right. So, but like, It's cliche.
Would that be way too much for them to handle, basically?
Well, I don't think it's too much for them. Hell, I just think it's like almost like it's like okay, the first woman Doctor has a female companion who's also a lesbian.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like okay. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I just know there'd be like.
The uproar alone would just be like, it would be enough.
It's
to
not even uproar. It's almost like, oh, really? Is that what you came up with?
Right.
But then you would upset. I think you'd upset a lot of females. Oh, what the fuck do I know? I mean, but I feel like you would.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, okay, you know, it seems cliche.
Right.
But because who's the writers? Are they males? How many female writers do they have?
I'm not sure. That's a fucking great question.
Because that's a huge effing problem. Like, yeah, it's great that you have a female Doctor Who, but if you only have like one female writer out of like 10,
right?
That's really fucked up. You know what I mean?
Well, I think Doctor Who kind of they rotate writers, like
they have Neil Gaiman come in. But if you have let's say you have mostly male writers, and then you freaking make the companion, you know, a female and a lesbian.
There are
like
a lot of men's names on this writer's list. Yeah,
it's like of course, you guys made her a lesbian.
Right. Okay.
Jesus. Yeah. You know, it's like, of course, mm-hmm. They're freaking male fantasies. You know, right. Like, oh, the new female Doctor Who, she's gonna, you know,
right.
So have a scissor fight with her companion. And like,
well,
oh, God.
If they want to see scissor fights, they should just go over to Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And that one's not even female to female.
I mean, sometimes it is.
Well, sometimes, right, yeah. The latest one was.
Or unicorn female. I mean, they do everything on the show. So Game of Thrones came back, too. We're two episodes in. Not really too much going on the White Walker front. Mainly, it's just a lot of the human side of the house, just setting things up and all that. You see Samwell. He's at the Citadel. He's trying to learn to become a maester. And, you know, the internet was really quick to point out that he's trying to seek advice about the restricted section of the library from Professor Slughorn, who is now joining the cast of Game of Thrones. I appreciate that.
Samwell George and George R.R.?
Yeah, Samwell George.
Like him, oh my God. Like,
so is Sam going to turn out to be the ultimate hero of the book series because he's the one based on George R.R.? Like not in where he's like the prince who's promised or whatever, but like he's the guy who'll read the book. He'll be like, oh, well, it's obviously this.
Yeah, no, well, probably. Right. But like it's just so like that throwaway line where like, oh, you should make it more poetic.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up, dude. You mean A Song of Ice and Fire, and you're going to write the whole damn history
of
Westeros?
A Dance with Dragons, you know, The Winds of Winter. Like, yeah, he's...
Oh, my God.
Sam's got
seriously,
this shit, man. He's poetic as fuck.
Like, oh, God, yes.
You seen his neck beard.
The rest of it's been great, though. Like,
another show, like, basically, like we kind of inferred with the trailer from The Walking Dead. There's been no fuck around this season so far. Two episodes no breathing room.
There's no wasted time.
No, none.
They have no wasted time at all.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they in one frickin' episode, or in 10-minute swing, right, they have them talking about the plan of how they're going to take over Westeros,
yeah.
And then that plan completely going to shit.
Their entire fleet getting destroyed.
In the first, you know, in that 10-minute swing.
Dude,
it's like, holy shit.
How
man.
Intense was that? And then Theon...
just noping out.
Love what they're doing with that character. He's just, oh my God, he's so despicable. It's so great to see, because like when he's hesitating, it's like in the back of your mind you're like, there's no fucking way he's gonna run, and then just he jumps off the boat in the middle of a fucking of a battle of these fleets just shooting cannons and fire and swords and shit, and he just floating on like a door. Like, yeah. Rose just, you know, throwing the necklace off. He's just floating there, just watching everybody just, you know, go along.
Yeah.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah, he's got, like, in the books, he went through way more than they showed in the show.
That's what I hear. Like, now, have you read read the books for Game of Thrones?
No, I've just been perusing the actual, like, the whole Song of Ice and Fire wiki.
Oh, okay, right. I imagine that's got to be fairly accurate, though. Like, nobody's thrown in, like, Darth Vader or anything in there.
No, okay. I don't see any of those things. But like, those are the type of communities that like
they police it pretty well.
Yeah, they police it. You know, it seems pretty accurate.
A lot of fan theories interjected and all that stuff too, right? So you have a fairly good idea of like maybe what could be coming and all that.
Oh yeah. Dope. Well, now okay, so like when they say, "Well, the prince that this promised is not necessarily a prince, it's a princess." Well, you know what? I'm going to correct you one more.
Oh.
It's not just prince
or
princess. It's not gender neutral. It's prince and princess.
Oh.
It's two fucking people.
Yeah.
It's Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen, and they're both Targaryens, and they're both going to friggin' be the princes and prince that was promised.
But does that mean they got to bang even though they're brother? Are they brother and sister? Or no,
they don't know.
No, he's
They'll
her
never
uncle,
know.
Right?
No. They should be brother and sister.
They should be brother and sister.
That they're step siblings.
Okay.
Right. Or half, so, the thing is, since all the people
Some
that
shit.
Knew
know.
Who his actual his mother was.
Well, Bran knows now, the new three-eyed raven.
Right, but he's not going to say anything.
You don't think he will?
He's not going to be like, hey, John, that.
You don't think he'd want to tell him, be like, hey, you're about to Lannister your sister there, pal?
No, because the problem is with Bran is he is essentially like Dr. Manhattan at this point.
Oh.
Where he is in all time and space.
Got it.
Because he caused Hodor to be Hodor.
Right.
Even though, like, Bran wasn't even alive at the time. Right?
Yeah.
He's the one that caused him to be Hodor.
Okay.
But how is that possible? It's like a big giant time fuck.
Right.
You know? Like, so
he's does
Dr.
that
Manhattan
mean, like, they're
point.
Living in a
so he probably already...
like, they're in a causal nexus then, since he...
He already knows what's happening. He's going to happen.
Yeah.
He probably already knows what's going to happen. You know, like... But he just... Maybe he doesn't know because he doesn't know how to see it yet.
Right.
But, like, you know, that kind of thing.
So he's more like a one-and-a-half-eyed raven.
Yeah.
That's what he is currently.
Oh, God.
One-and-a-half-eyed raven.
It'll all be revealed very shortly.
Now, there's only 8 episodes this season, and then there's 6 next season, right?
Yeah, really. But they're longer episodes.
They're longer episodes next season or this season, too?
Next season. I think they're like an hour and a half or whatever.
Shit.
Something like hour 15 minutes.
They're all like movies then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we only have Game of Thrones until the end of August. Damn.
Yeah.
That seems super quick.
Oh, yeah. And then you have to wait until April again. It's like, oh, shit. Or not April, but is it April? The last time they... No, they waited longer.
Yeah, yeah. They waited longer than fuck last time.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's very interesting. So, okay, who do you think is going to end up killing Cersei then? You think Arya or Jaime?
You know, so they
Back
did
the
prophecy,
theory,
right?
For the Valonqar thing or whatever, right? Or the
So, like, it'll probably be Jaime, and he'll be the Queen Slayer and the King Slayer, and then he'll, you know.
It's really hard because, like, I find myself wanting to root for him now. Like, just because of, like, all this, like, all the stuff you went through with Brienne and all that, and then when he explained, like, why he killed the Mad King and everything, and it's like, well, he's not a bad guy. It's like, oh, no, wait, he was banging Cersei, and then he did cripple Bran. So it's like,
yeah,
shit.
He's a giant piece of shit.
Yeah, man. And then Arya, she's killed, like, 40 people in 2 episodes. It is amazing.
Yeah.
And Hot
she's
Pie.
Pretty badass.
Hot Pie's still alive.
Yeah, and he's so dumb. He's like, oh, hey, how are you? And you're like, oh, let me just say your name. Oh, you're a Stark?
Oh,
hey, talking let me
louder
just say
than
it.
Fuck in that,
just say
in
it
that
loud,
crowded ass
know?
Restaurant. Like, dude.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're really, like, huffing through all these stories.
Burning through it. Well, and they're ahead of the books now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's no way George R.R. is finishing these fuckers. No way.
He says that there 2 of them may be coming out 2018.
Yeah, well, he has clarified as what those books are. They're history on the House of Targaryen. It's like the George R.R. Amalian is what people are jokingly like fucking calling it. It's like the complete history of House Targaryen. So when's the winner? Like that, it's never gonna come, ever. Because he's automatically like he's gonna think, well, what if people think the show is better? The book's never coming out. It's never gonna happen.
Well, I mean, they're 2 different things. Like, you can't, you know, the show may be better for some people.
Right.
The books may be better because there's more information and there's more, like, you know, talking about food and stuff like that.
Have you tried reading the books?
Yeah, I got through, like, the first 100 pages of Game of Thrones.
They're pretty wordy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I got probably pretty much to where, I think that's probably a fair estimate as far as how far you're going to, about how I ended up. And that's, like, that's enough of that.
Yeah,
it's
I was
so
like, man, like maybe after if I watch the whole series and I know what's going on, maybe I'll be more intrigued to read it.
It's like
maybe
it's like having a dictionary jerk off on my face. It was just a shower of just words I had never heard of, just flying at me in a torrent of violence and moisture.
Yeah, and the problem I had was like so, like you're reading stuff and I just had a hard time picturing. Even though he's so descriptive,
yeah.
I still couldn't, like, picture the stuff for me.
Yeah.
Like, like, it looks totally different than what Game of Thrones looks like.
Right, yeah.
But now I can go back and be like, I can just picture Game of Thrones.
Right, you could picture the actors in the stead.
So it can help me out a little bit, being like, really get into it. Whereas before, I was like, I was thinking higher fantasy, like, more, you know, weirder. Right. And like, but it wasn't really working because it was too descriptive and, you know.
That's awesome. So a quick snippet about Hot Pie. The kid who plays in Ben Hockey, he actually is a baker now. He opened up a bakery. The name is Game of Thrones related. It opened up in London, pardon me, in London about 2 weeks ago. Do you care to wager a guess as to what he named it? It is Game of Thrones related.
But not like the...
Not related to his character.
Okay. Game of Thrones related.
It's very punny. It's a Game of Thrones pun.
But and it's a bakery?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
You know nothing, John Doe.
Oh, god damn it.
I love it. I want to go back to London just to pop up into Hot Pie's bakery. He's got direwolf cookies. Like, dude, this kid, like, he's cashing in fully. God bless him.
Yeah, if he's like, if that's the only thing he's ever been in, he's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do this shit. Yeah,
he looks just like Hagrid too, like in real life. He's got like the flowing hair, the beard. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Yeah, pretty dope. All right.
John Doe.
You know nothing, John Doe. So those of you in the UK who listen, please head on out and check it out and try those direwolf cookies. Let us know how they are. Try some of those motherfuckers. I'll tell you that. Yeah, you know nothing, John Doe. It's like, look at this guy. He's brilliant. Fucking love it.
Yeah.